Greetings and welcome to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program that generally simply does not play old songs. But to say that playing music during the golden age of radio from the early 1930s to the late 1950s was not done would be very wrong. The first programs on radio were music programs, any of them live with a local chorus, an orchestra, band, or a single performer live in the studio. Then came records, 16-inch transcriptions and 78 RPMs, 45 RPMs, 33 and a third RPMs. But someone needed to play the recordings. That would be, by a more modern term in the 1950s, a DJ or disc jockey. On this track, I am featuring a show entitled Turn Back the Clock, really considered by many one of the first oldies radio programs. The show had a run of 7 years from 1955 to 1962, and was primarily aired on the Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. The DJs, so to speak, were Andy and Virginia Manfield, who were, in terms of oldie shows, pioneers in the genre. They set the format for the genre, playing songs that were recorded in the past, some the very distant past, entirely different eras from the times that the show was aired, and even more so now. Andy Mansfield was the curator of the old songs, and his wife Virginia played the then more popular or newer music, and often newer versions of the songs that Andy played. The two hosts of the show banter back and forth about the songs, and Andy would turn back the clock to hear an early version of the song, and then Virginia would introduce a newer version. Listening to these broadcasts today is a unique experience because you're now hearing songs that were written and performed 70 to 100 years ago. You may not recognize any of them, or they may jog a memory or two. But it is an interesting format with the tick-tock of the clock as Andy and Virginia turn back the clock from this show, aired in 1960, and featuring the song I've Got You Under My Skin with Louis Prima and Keeley Smith, and then the original version of the song with Hal Kemp's orchestra with drummer Skinny Ennis singing. Tommy Edwards sings Don't Fence Me In, and then the original recording with Andrew Sisters. Then Billy Vaughan and the orchestra plays an instrumental version of Trade Winds, and then the original song by the Tobias Brothers with the lyrics sung by Bing Crosby. Next, Philip Green's orchestra, Limehouse Blues. The original then is played by the Glenn Miller Orchestra, and we conclude with the song entitled Running Wild by the Hot Club of France. This program was broadcast, as I mentioned, by the Armed Forces Radio and Television Service in 1960. Enjoy! This is Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. My name is John Lovering, and I thank you for listening.
From Hollywood, let's turn back the clock with Andy and Virginia.
Good morning.
Hi.
And welcome to another program of new and old recordings from our own personal collection.
Baby, under my skin,
I tried so not to give in.
I said to myself, this affair never could go so well.
But why should I try to resist when Luigi I know so well?
Little Mugetti under my skin.
sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near.
In spite of the warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear.
Don't you know, little fool, that you never can win?
Use your mentality. Before you begin,
'cause I've got you, ooh, under my skin.
I've got you, ooh, under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come with my,
for the sake of having you near.
In spite of the warning voice that comes in the night
and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win.
Use your mentality.
Wake up to reality.
For each time you do,
just the thought of you makes me
stop before you begin, 'cause I got you under my skin.
Oh, I got you under my skin.
Yeah, I got you, baby, under my skin.
Oh, holy mackerel, under my skin.
I got you under my skin.
Well, how'd you like that?
I like that.
Yeah, I
like that.
It was kind of a race type thing, wasn't it?
Well,
they were going like mad, each one trying to beat the other.
There were some lyrics there that Cole Porter didn't put in when he wrote the tune either.
Oh, but what a great pair they are. One of the greatest. That was Louis Prima and Keeley Smith singing I've Got You Under My Skin. And you've never really heard them until you've seen them in person. They're great.
Cole Porter wrote this song in 1936 for the MGM picture Born to Dance, starring Eleanor Powell. This was one of the original hit recordings. As we turn back the clock to 23 years ago, when the late Hal Kemp's orchestra featured drummer man Skinny Ennis singing I've Got You Under My Skin.
Mentality, wake up to reality.
But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. For I've got you under my skin, under my skin, under my skin.
Oh, give me land, lots of land, under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. Till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand. Don't fence me in. Don't fence me in. No, don't fence me in. No, don't.
Tommy Edwards with Leroy Holmes Orchestra, and Tommy was singing Don't Fence Me In.
Cole Porter wrote Don't Fence Me In for the 1943 Warner Brothers picture Hollywood Canteen. Here's the original recording as we turn back the clock to 17 years ago when Bing and the Andrews sisters sang Don't Fence Me In.
Oh, give me land, lots of land, under starry skies. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies.
On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. And gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. And I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in, no.
Papa, don't you fence me in.
And now, Virginia, who continues with Turn Back the Clock?
Well, Andy, here's Billy Vaughn and his orchestra with a new version of an old favorite.
Thank you.
Billy Vaughn and his orchestra playing a brand new arrangement of Trade Winds. That's a good oldie, isn't it, Andy?
It's a dandy.
Goes a way back?
Yeah,
how far?
Not a way back.
Not too far?
Just about 19, 20 years.
It's a pretty song.
Cliff Friend and Charlie Tobias were the writers of Trade Winds back in 1940.
Gee, they sure have a lot of wonderful tunes, haven't they?
Oh, these Tobias brothers really write them.
Ooh, yeah.
And, of course, in the version that you just played, I missed the lyrics very much.
Oh, Billy Vaughn is orchestra? Uh-huh.
This...
You mean you have one with lyrics?
Lyrics are one of the greatest things about this particular number.
Oh, lovely lyrics.
And
huh?
Here's one of the original hit recordings. As we turn back the clock to 19 years ago, when Bing Crosby...
Bing Crosby? I didn't know he made this.
With the late Dick McIntyre's Harmony Hawaiians...
Oh, hey.
...sang Trade Winds.
Down where the trade winds play, down where you lose a day, we found a new world where paradise starts. We traded hard way down where the trade winds play. Music was everywhere. Flowers were in her hair. Under an awning of silvery boughs, we traded vows the night that I sailed away. Oh, trade winds, what are vows that lovers make? Oh, trade winds, are they only made to break when it is May again? I'll sail away again. Though I'm returning, it won't be the same. She traded her name way down where the trade winds play.
Trade Winds. That was Philip Green's orchestra playing Limehouse Blues, one of my favorites, and it's from the Capitol long play album, Moods of London.
Limehouse Blues, written way back in the 20s for an English review called Charlotte's Review. Here's one of the versions that was broadcast on a commercial radio series of 1940 as we turn back the clock to 20 years ago when Glenn Miller played Limehouse Blues. Any time left, Virginia?
Not much.
Well, I still have another number.
Well, put it on and let's see how far we get.
Okay. This recording was made in Europe, so let's turn back the clock to 22 years ago when the quintet of the Hot Club of France played Running Wild.
That time again.
Well, and I guess you'd better say...
Thanks, folks, for tuning in.
And whether your choice of music is with Virginia for the new records...
Or whether you like to reminisce with Andy...
Join us when we gather around the turntables tomorrow morning to...
Turn back the clock.
Turn Back the Clock has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.